Welcome to Shomar Shavuot. The Daf Shir sponsored by Nishma Sambi Akashom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis, at the end of the Amud, says that we do not read Megillah on Shabbos. And says the Gemara, why? So Rabbi explains, Shema Yitzlenu Biyodo Yvielech Etzaboki. Maybe someone was going to go to learn how to read the Megillah by a boki. V'yavirenu Arba Amis Shusharabim. And he's going to carry it for Amis Shusharabim. And the Gemara says, Anu Taimu De Shofar V'hainu Taimu De Lulav. That's the reason that shofar and lulav, we also don't blow shofar and Shabbos. We don't shake lulav and Shabbos because maybe someone's going to carry 4 amos to Shuzer Rabbim. Toys already asks over here, why davka 4 amos to Shuzer Rabbim? What about carrying from Shusa Yochid to Shuzer Rabbim? And Toys gives an answer that maybe that's less of a chashash. Rashi and Sukkah also addresses it. Maybe based on what you learned today, we're going to have an answer to that. Many of the Mekubalim asked the question. This question is brought in the Ben Ish Chai. In a safer Torah Lishma, then how do we stop doing shofar and lulav on Shabbos? Shofar and lulav, they are poyel things. Shofar is what brings the midas adin from going from kis adin to kis rachman. Lulav brings up all the different chasadin that's supposed to come in sukkahs. If I don't have shofar and I don't have lulav, how do I accomplish that? I'm missing some of the avoid that needs to happen or shoshana and sukkahs. So says the Ben Ish Chai, and so say some others, that the pshat is that Chazal saw Beruch HaKodesh, that anything that we need to accomplish with the mitzvahs of Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah, on Shabbos, it's accomplished on its own. Meaning Shabbos has the koyach to accomplish that. The Ben Ish Chai himself does not explain how exactly these mitzvahs are accomplished on Shabbos, but the Bnei Yisoschor, Mamoria Shabbosois, and Maimer Teis explains exactly how every one of these mitzvahs, Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah, on Shabbos, whatever needs to happen through these mitzvahs, Shabbos does it on his own. And we'll leave for now Shofar and Lulav, we spoke about in Sukkot Daf Mem Beis. But for Megillah, says the Bnei Yisoschor, that what happens in Megillah is the whole idea of Megillah is he's gabrus on Amalek. And the way to overcome Amalek is with the koyach of din, the midas of din, which comes through malchus. The midah of din that comes through malchus overcomes Amalek. And he brings what we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, the remez, that Megillah Nikres, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dal, Tesvav, you put that together, that's the Shem Adnus. The Shem Adnus, Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud, is the letters Dino, Dino de Malchuso. The din comes through the Megillah. So usually when I need the Megillah in order to accomplish that din. But on Shabbos, we're able to do the take away the klipa of Haman, calls it the Bnei Yisoschor. We do it with the koyach of Shabbos. Shabbos is called Shabbos Malchus. The Malchus comes on Shabbos on its own. We do read the Megillah the day before because of Pesuv and Nisa. But the powers the Megillah needs to do on the day of Purim, that's done on through Shabbos itself. And the Bnei Yisoschor adds a beautiful remez, because it says in the Pasuk, Ve'avo Yaakov Sholem Ir Shchem. It says, Sholem is Rosh HaTevis, Shofar Lulav Megillah. Shchem Ir Shchem is Rosh HaTevis, Shabbos Kalo Malkiso. Meaning the mitzvahs of Sholem, the mitzvahs of Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah, are accomplished through Shchem, Shabbos Kalo Malkiso. If you have Shchem, you don't need the Sholem. They are interchangeable. Meaning Shabbos accomplishes these mitzvahs. And Efshar, that's the answer to this as well. We want to say the reason you don't do these mitzvahs on Shabbos is because of Ha'avor Adal Amis in Rishus HaRabim. I want to say Shabbos is not a Choldik. Shabbos is Kodesh. Rishus HaRabim always represents the Chol, always represents the outside worlds. Things are not, nothing to do with Kedusha. Rishus HaYochid is Yichudu Shaloylam. That's a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu that represents the Kedusha, as we spoke a lot in Maseches Heruvim. So these mitzvahs belong to the Chol, to the Rishus HaRabim. It's not only the Gzeiro, they belong to the, we make that to say, these mitzvahs are needed only in Rishus HaRabim, not when you are in Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos. And this obviously also answers the question that the Tosfos brings, why do we don't do a Gzeiro for Bris Milah? Why don't we do a Gzeiro for Kriyas HaTorah? Because only these mitzvahs are accomplished through Shabbos, but not any other mitzvah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.